Today's Hit Music 101.5 CILFM TV tonight. It is an awesome episode of, well, a crossover episode of Chicago Fire and Chicago PD. And as promised, an interview here with Joe Manoso, Joe Cruz of Chicago Fire. Are you ready? I've been so excited for this. Hello.
Hello, hello.
Hey, I can't believe I'm on the phone with Cruz.
Oh my God, I can't believe that I'm on the phone with Leah.
Thank you very much. Appreciate that. You know, I mean, it's been a long time coming. I've been watching you for years, Joe.
Oh my God, we appreciate you thoroughly for that. to be honest, it's kind of weird even thinking I've been on the air for years. You know, it's like, it's so almost unbelievable. Someone once told me, you've been doing this for about a decade, and I almost lost my mind.
Right. Yeah, I know. And then reality hits, and you're like, wait, what? Is that possible?
Yeah, exactly. It's like, no, that's impossible. This has been like 2-3 years.
And yeah.
It's like, nope, you're going on 8.
Joe Cruz from NBC's Chicago Fire. And Chicago Fire is in its 7th season. And the whole Chicago franchise, between Med and PD and everything, does not disappoint. Now, but you personally, being there for 7 seasons, you've grown with the characters that you're alongside, haven't you?
Quite a bit, yeah. It's the journey of Chicago, of the Chicago Fire series in general, has been a complete life changer for me. You know, I met my wife on this show, who I've been happily married to now for almost 3 years.
Congratulations. That's so cool.
Yeah, thank you so much.
But you've grown as an actor. You've gone through a lifetime, you know, milestones in your own life while all filming on the set of Chicago, you know?
Yes, so true. Yeah. It's been, you know, the best experience possible. I feel like I got to experience most of my 30s on Chicago Fire. And to be able to kind of work with the caliber of people that I've been working with on a show that is so well liked for so long, you know, it's like those are very rare opportunities for actors.
Absolutely.
Especially with the onslaught of television available to everybody nowadays.
Exactly. You know, there's so much available, you know, and finding something that really speaks to you or something that you can really relate to. Now, you know I'm in Illinois, right?
I do know that, yes.
So all my listeners, you know, they feel a little closer to the Chicago franchise. And I do want to talk to you, obviously, about the episode this evening. But this is a big one tonight, the crossover episode with Fire and PD. Tell me about it.
I mean, it's definitely a big one for Joe Cruz.
He kind of
gets brought in by the folks at PD who, you know, if you're a fan of the show, you know that Joe Cruz has had his own experiences with Voight in the past that have not necessarily been so pleasant involving his family. And so there's obviously going to be tension there. But yeah, you know, the guys over at PD are suspecting a firefighter of stealing a lockbox key in order to commit a bunch of burglaries around the city. And they feel the best way to kind of figure out who it is to bring in a firefighter to kind of do some undercover work.
Mm-hmm.
And they, wisely or unwisely, I'll let you guys decide that, choose Cruz. And so he goes in, kind of takes on another firefighter, goes to another firehouse to kind of just snoop on a bunch of firefighters out there, and it'll kind of unfold from there, and you know, it puts Cruz in a pretty dangerous position, not only physically but also emotionally. I think you're going to be able to see a really interesting arc, because you know, while we are trying to do something good for the betterment of the city, it is at the end of the day one of your own who you're trying to catch, and that adds a layer to it.
It's exciting. Congratulations on such a successful career with Chicago Fire. I know that your viewers are totally invested in your character and so many others on the show. But, you know, PD, Fire, Med often come together, but I feel like it's a closer relationship than some of these other, you know, franchise shows, because you're all in the same city. You know, oftentimes, you know, the cops are dealing with the firefighters and the Med and the hospital and everybody. So it's a close relationship, and it's exciting when you're, you know, as a viewer watching, you know, one of your favorite Chicago shows and you see one of the other characters from one of the other shows, and it's like, oh, there's Cruz. Or, oh, there's, you know, there's Will.
I couldn't agree with you more. Yeah, they've really nailed that down.
I
think it's so seamless. You know, I think a lot of it has to do with the fact that a lot of the characters from all of the shows were kind of given birth on Chicago Fire, which I think gave it room for it to be a natural progression
yeah.
in different series. You know, you can follow a character you meet on Fire into their world, and that opens up the world of PD, or that opens up the world for Med. And I think that that's what's made it as seamless as it is. And of course, you know, due credit to the writers and the crew for really just being able to build such a machine. I mean, it really is a universe of work.
You yeah. know, I think. We'll definitely be continuing that special relationship as a viewer on NBC's Chicago Fire, PD, Med, all of it. Joe Manoso, Joe Cruz on Chicago Fire. Thank you so much for your time this morning. We really appreciate it.
The pleasure was all mine. Anytime. Thank you so much. Hey, everybody. This is Joe Manoso, Joe Cruz on Chicago Fire. Don't miss the One Chicago crossover event tonight on NBC.